Today, September 16th, is the first day you'll have to dig into your pockets to park in some parts of Port Moody. But don't bother pulling out coins. You'll have to use a credit or debit card or connect your phone to an app to pay to park in about 400 spots at Rocky Point Park, along parts of Murray Street, Esplanade Avenue and Unglis Way, as well in some sections of Souter Brook Village. Pay stations installed at the 5 locations and managed by Indigo Canada went operational today. Here's what you need to know. The history. Pay parking has been talked about in Port Moody for more than 20 years. A plan that could have introduced it to the city's downtown after a 2004 study was derailed by the provincial government's decision to extend SkyTrain service to the city. 10 years later, a trial program that would have charged visitors $1 an hour when parking their vehicle at Rocky Point Park while allowing residents to park for free was shelved by a public backlash. In 2019, Port Moody's Citizen Advisory Group revived the idea of pay parking as a way to generate revenue. 3 years later, council pondered the idea as a way to soften a proposed property tax increase. But at least one councillor said it would be a slippery slope that would alienate residents. But it was a motion by Coun. Kyla Knowles in May 2023 that finally broke through. And while it was initially deferred to allow staff time to gather more information about projected costs and revenues as well as identify potential sites, most of her colleagues agreed pay parking would help encourage turnover at parking spots at busy spots in Port Moody as well as encourage visitors to use alternate forms of transportation. Following a staff report that largely affirmed those assertions, Council's Strategic Priorities Committee approved a plan to introduce pay parking by the summer of 2024. For a long time, we've treated parking and car infrastructure as free, but it comes with a cost, said Coun. Samantha Agterup. We have to put our money where our mouth is around our commitment to climate change, added Mayor Megan Lottie. Following final approval by council last July, the pay stations were expected to be in place by August, but some small delays pushed the implementation date into September. The locations: 222 marked stalls at Rocky Point Park, 25 commercial unmarked spots on Morrissey Road, Souter Brook Way and a small section of Capilano Road in Souter Brook Village, 62 spots on Esplanade Avenue, from Rocky Point Park to Murray Street, 62 unmarked spots on Murray Street, from Columbia to Williams Streets, 32 spots on Unglis Way, from Noons Creek Drive to Guilford Way. The cost? The new hourly charges range from $1.50 per hour in the off-season from September to May at Rocky Point Park, Esplanade Avenue and Murray Street to $2.50 an hour from June to August at the same locations. Rates for the spaces at Souter Brook Village and on Unglis Way will be $2.25 year-round. The charges apply from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. from September to May at Rocky Point Park, Esplanade Avenue and Murray Street, and from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. from June to August. At Souter Brook Village and on Unglis Way, the rates are applicable from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The maximum parking duration is 4 hours at all locations except Souter Brook Village, where it's 2 hours. Drivers of electric vehicles parked at an EV charging station will have the parking fee rolled integrated into their charging cost. Veterans with a valid veteran's license plate, city staff on official city business, as well as recipients of the Freedom of the City Award are exempt from the parking charges. The revenues. A staff report presented to council last April said the new parking fees are expected to generate about $550,000 in gross revenue annually. Operational and enforcement costs will eat a large chunk of that, resulting in a net gain to the city of $85,000 to $200,000. Port Moody's Deputy Chief Financial Officer and Manager of Financial Planning, Tyson Gansky, said the program will have to be in place for a full year before staff can get a true picture of its effectiveness. We just want to make sure we're taking a cautious approach, he said.